Galvin, we will each play for a phone caller and a Twitter follower.
Okay.
Who would you like to play for on the phone? You could pick Twitter later.
On the phone, I will play for line 5.
Good morning. Who is this?
Jamie.
Hi, Jamie. Galvin is playing for you. Please hold Spanish.
Line 3, please.
Good morning. Who is this?
This is Mike.
Mike, please hold. Spanish is playing for you. And I'm sorry, what was your name again? Hello?
Jamie?
No, line 1. Oh. Good morning.
Tula.
Tula?
Yep.
Hi, Tula. Short for Petula?
No, just Tula.
Oh, just Tula, huh?
Yeah.
I like that. Hold on, okay? I'm playing for you.
Okay.
Her sister's name is Threela.
Threela. Why are you so tired today?
I stayed up last night and watched Gone Girl for the first time.
That was a good movie.
Yeah. We went and saw The Office Party.
How was that?
It was funny.
Yeah,
it was a good movie. And they made reference to Gone Girl. I mentioned I'd never seen it. So we got home, put that on, and it was kept me up all night.
Crazy, right?
I had to finish it. Like, I was like, oh, I'll sleep.
Can't get in a Sunday wormhole. If you start watching one thing,
yeah,
next thing you know.
It was a good movie, too.
Yeah.
She probably slept late on Sunday in the day. She got a little extra time. And you're like, I can stay up till midnight.
Yeah.
That is something that you could totally start, like, a new trending thing. Watch a movie. If they make a reference to another movie, you have to watch it.
Yeah.
You should do that. That's how you learn about other movies.
Well, because I didn't get it. And, like, the whole time I'm asking Blaine, I'm like, what does it mean? What does it mean? And I kept trying to look it up while we were watching. And he stole my phone and hid it in the drawer. So I couldn't look it up. And I was like, I just want to go to bed, but I can't without knowing what happened.
Suits and This Is Us both make a lot of references to Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Question. You watch it at home on the balls box?
I did.
Okay. Listen to this.
Did you guys download that app?
No, I got it.
Not yet.
Okay.
No, because mine did something different, but I have a bunch of different stuff that's fantastic now.
Right. Let me tell you, I would say the number one thing that I'm asked on Twitter, all right, the second most thing I'm asked on Twitter, is how do I get a balls box?
Right.
On Wednesday, December 21st, after our Not So Live gig at McCurdy's, we are going to go into the lobby immediately following the show. We will have shirts. We'll be doing shirt signings, hat signing. I don't know, whatever you want. We'll be out there.
Face signing.
After the show. I'll sign your face.
Kiss baby.
Balls will be out there with the balls boxes for sale.
Oh, really?
You want to buy some Christmas gifts? You want to buy a box? You got it right there at McCurdy's with us on Thursday. You hear that, Feds? You want to get him? He'll be at McCurdy's. I'm just kidding. But he will be out there if you want to do it. I don't know how much they are. Or any of that crap, but you can balls of a little table set up all on his own.
I don't know. I came down here. They said I get free Yankee tickets. Swarm!
Didn't tell you to bring your son. Okay, let us play Sporkle Carmen. What are we playing?
Today we are playing, can you name the answers to these general knowledge questions that all contain a Y?
Real quick, full disclosure, everybody?
Yes. Yeah.
Has anybody ever played Quiz Up on the phone? There was a while where it was hot and everybody was playing it where you could go head-to-head with your friends.
Trivia Crack is the only thing I played,
It's kind of like that, only a little bit smarter and more detailed.
Okay.
So I went to Orlando on Saturday and I started playing that in the car for the first time in a long time.
Quiz Up?
And I am now ranked in the top 10 in the state of Florida.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Already?
Yeah, 1,000th in the world.
Damn.
Yeah, so I just want to let you know. I might be a little bit smarter today. And I beat my wife in Jeopardy like 3 days in a row. So let's do this.
All right. So just remember all the answers will contain a Y in it.
Nothing makes me happier than when I answer Final Jeopardy and they don't know the answer. At that point, I'm like, I might be a genius. All right. Here we go.
Okay. First one.
What is it? Say something about Y?
Y's in the answer.
Y's will be in the answer. Okay.
Knowledge questions. Yes. What four-letter word is the name of the floating object used to mark water channels?
Yard.
Buoy.
Buoy.
Ah, damn it.
Spanish.
Oh, buoy.
What term is used for a metallic material that is made from more than one component?
Alloy.
Yield.
Alloy. Mike Kelta. What character always plagued the poor roadrunner in Looney Tunes?
Wiley. Both have Y's in it. Wiley Coyote.
Coyote has the Y in it.
I don't know if that's fair. He said Coyote. I said Wiley.
I didn't say Coyote.
Yeah. Coyote had the Y, though, so I was looking for Coyote.
Oh, Wiley doesn't have a Y?
No, it does not.
It's Willie
it's
Coyote.
It's Y-E. It's Wile-E. Separate. Kind of like Chuck E. Cheese.
Gotcha.
Right. Yeah.
Cookie cheese.
Still don't like it.
Okay. What Japanese company has been the largest
Sony.
Car manufacturer in the world since 2012?
Toyota.
Yes, Spanish. What Scottish author created Sherlock Holmes and Dr. John Watson?
Oh, my God.
That would be Seamus.
No. His name, Arthur.
Doyle.
Arthur, yeah. Conan Doyle. What gaming controller, also used in aircraft, has a...
Joystick.
Yes, Spanish. What mollusk can create pearls and...
Oyster.
Mike Kelta. What band founded by Sid Barrett
created... Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd. Mike Kelta.
A lot of answers.
What character nicknamed Bones on Star Trek always complains...
McCoy.
McCoy, yes. Galvin. And we're halfway there.
Galvin is in last with one.
On the board.
I am in second with three. Michael is leading with four.
What Scottish Robin Hood from history has lent his name to a cocktail made with Scottish whiskey?
Rob Roy.
Rob Roy, yes, Mike Hilda. What is the name of the son of George and Jane Jetson?
Elroy.
Galvin. What Spanish romantic painter, known for paintings like the 3rd of May, 1808, shares his surname with a brand of Hispanic foods?
Goya.
Yes. Galvin. What ancient city renamed Elim by the Romans was the location of most of the war action in the Iliad?
Troy.
Iliad. Yes. Galvin. What type of material is essentially a rigid form of velvet and shares its name with a children's book, Teddy Bear?
Corduroy.
Yes. Spanish. In cooking, edamame is really an immature pod. Yes, soybean.
What's the score now?
Ooh, the score right now, Galvin is in last with four. Michael, you and I are tied for first with five.
Mm.
Anybody's
coming
game?
Back.
Yeah.
What singer, sister of Michael and Janet Jackson, appeared topless? Yes, in Playboy magazine. Mike Kelta.
Just name.
What luxury hyphenated English car company is now
Rolls-Royce.
A subsidiary of BMW? Yes, Galvin. What is the nickname for Georgetown University sports team? Galvin. What word that sounds like and almost means "hear ye" is said three times at the beginning of
Kyo.
A court proceeding?
I don't know.
What "hear ye"?
Yes. Sounds like...
Hey-o!
Oiz? O-I-E-Z?
Oi.
Oiz?
Oi, oi, oi.
Oi, oi, oi.
Come to order! Easy.
What children's construction set consists of wooden wheels and spokes and paddles?
Oh, what are those things called?
What is it? Read it again.
What children's construction set consists of wooden wheels and spokes and paddles? No. Tinker Toy. And... What breed of fluffy white dogs that...
Pomeranian.
No. That herded,
toy poodle.
No. That herded or pulled sleds originated in Siberia.
Husky, I have one. No?
No.
Oh.
Samoyed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Siberian husky.
Yeah.
And we're on the last three.
The score right now, I am in last with five. Michael and Galvin are tied for first and only leading by one with six.
Nice. All right, last three. What chemical with the formula C6H5CO2 is the active ingredient in nearly all anti-acne creams?
Hydrochloric acid.
No.
Hydra... Kodo.
No. Benzoyl peroxide.
Oh, right.
Yes. Okay, last two. What comedic actor who now sells Crystal Head Vodka played...
Aykroyd.
Yes, Mike Kelta. And we are on the final one.
I need this to tie.
Yep.
You can block.
What fruit is an American cross between a loganberry and a dewberry?
Boysenberry.
Mike Kelta.
Boom, dewberry.
How did you know that?
Dewberry. Do-do-do-do-do-do-berry.
Man.
Congratulations to Tula and to Mark at Hater727. Probably hates me. He said, play Sporkle for me, please.
Oh.
And that's why he gets
polite.
It.
Very proper.
Congratulations, Mark, Hater727. So you'll have your choice of tickets, which include TSO happening the 18th at the Amalie Arena. Wreck the Halls of Brett Michaels, Kip Winger, and Lita Ford. You can join Ashley from the Bait Shop at WWE Raw January 2nd. Monster Jam, Fort Rock, Tom Petty, and the Heartbreakers, which has just been announced with Joe Walsh. That is happening May 6th at the Amalie Arena. You'll have a pair of tickets for that, too. Your choice. I got a call last night. Hey, baby. You want to go see some wrestling? Because Ralphie's going to be here for New Year's.
Oh, yeah?
I said, yeah, let's do this. That should be comfortable seating, the two of you, sitting together.
The Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone. Every afternoon, 2 to 6 p.m., it's Drew Garabo live on 102.5 The Bone. Real Raw Radio. Now, another traffic update.
Brought to us in part by Unique Air Services. Careful as you're crossing the skyway. Some possible fog already this morning. And a roadblock now reported by Highway Patrol at Gunn and Anderson in Tampa. At Wesley Chapel Nissan, you buy a new Nissan Altima and you get a Sentra at no extra cost. That's right. Buy a Nissan Altima and get a Sentra at no additional cost. It's BOGO. Do it before it's too late. See details at WesleyChapelNissan.com. I'm Amy Lawson in the Safe Tech.